good morning, good afternoon, good evening, power hour nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful earth, Eden, that we exist on. It is just a delight to look about it and see life as our Creator made it and said it was good. And it is good. It's excellent. It's beyond excellent. It's perfect. We face a grave and threatening danger from people who want to tinker with perfection. And where it's going to take us, I hate to even imagine at times. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're charging into the belly of the beast again. Because everything we know and everything we hold dear is at stake by one of the biggest, broadest assaults on our ego, on our lives, on our souls, on our DNA, on the very essence of life as we know it, by whatever corporate monsters are perpetrating the biggest swindle known to mankind. And we have a very good deputy in our posse today. In the first hour, Gary Barnett's going to join us. He's here with his horse saddled, his pistol drawn, ready to fire a few shots in the air to scare these varmints back into their holes. Because if we can't do it, nobody can. It's a very interesting thing sometimes, is, you know, how virtually perfect strangers come to meet together. But it's like that if you're in the military. You can just be at war somewhere and you're in a foxhole with somebody you never met before, somebody you don't even know, and all of a sudden, you have to defend everything you hold dear, including your lives. And you just have to do it right. And I just look at it as God's miracle, that he picks the deputies that need to come along at the appropriate time and puts them in the right place and allows us to do what has to be done. And this is probably the most onerous task we have, because we're up against a monolithic monster. The one Kennedy described, the monolithic conspiracy, that is just holding us to ransom through a giant fear campaign to lead us into what is the classic ambush. And very few people have any concept of how a military assault works, what war is like. It's about ambush and counter-ambush. And a lot of times when you want your enemy to run into the kill zone, you have to scare them to get them to panic. Seasoned veterans don't panic because they know they're being forced to run into a trap where all the weapons have been trained before you even got there. And this is like that with this debacle. They're forcing us to run into a trap. And many people have run, many people are running, and many people just can't wait to run into these various inoculation centers. And I tie our leadership to the cult, the Jim Jones cult, because there's a direct line of descent from those glorious days in the 60s and 70s to now, with people holding high office in this country, including the vice presidency, that they are part of, this is a cult indoctrination, or we are captured in a prison of our communist enemies. We're being broken mentally, spiritually, physically, so that we can only accept one solution, their solution, the final solution, because it was a death cult. And instead of Jim Jones doing his white knight broadcasts, getting you to go to the big tent to practice the ritual of Kool-Aid and suicide, they'll do this with fear to get us to run to the inoculation center to get the Kool-Aid injected into our bodies. And what it will do is not known. My son looked up Moderna's website. This is a plug-and-play app. This isn't a vaccine, a plug-and-play app coding proteins in your body to do whatever the master encoder wants done. So I don't look at it as coding. I look at it more as hacking. Someone is going to hack our system, and we don't have any antiviral software to protect us except our brains and refusing the injection. My fear over this is that if it's the worst case scenario, I don't know if anyone has ever seen that old movie, The Children of Men, where we can't reproduce and our species just starts to cease to exist. But if we have a mass culling of the herd through this, where people are either killed or become incapacitated, and most of our frontline workers are getting the shot, who's going to fill the vacuum? Who's going to watch the nuclear power plants, the water treatment plants? Who's going to be the first responders in emergencies? Who's going to do surgery in the hospital if all these fools take this injection and become incapacitated? This could be a nightmare as it unfolds. We hope for the best, but a lot of you are into prepping, thinking. Think about things like that. If you wake up one morning, 70 or 80% of all our frontline technicians and responders are out of action. Who's going to fill that vacuum? Because it's very technical work nowadays. That's a big, big pair of boots to fill. Any of these jobs. Because usually we have the military as a backup, and they're getting it too. Does anyone speak Mandarin? Some people allude to the fact we may have a foreign nation come in to fill that void. You'd almost think someone read and studied the art of war, because it sure as hell wasn't our leaders. I think they're all traitors from the top down, or just stupid fools. Anyway, welcome, Gary. It's a pleasure to have someone who's an honorable person, a loyal American, who thinks, reasons, and tries to spread good information to as broad a form as he can. And for that, you are the Paul Revere of your nation in this modern era. And for that, we owe you a debt of gratitude, because many of our heroes work as unsung heroes, basically. But they know what's right. They know what to do. And they just damn well do it. And for that, we owe you gratitude. Welcome aboard.
Oh, thanks, George. I'm glad to be talking with you.
Oh, indeed. It's nice to be with a patriot and someone who values what we inherited from our youth. Even though I'm in a different nation, we always fought the major wars together. We had to defeat enemies, foreign and domestic, together. And it's customary, I guess, to do it together again, because you as Americans are my neighbor. We're Siamese twins. We're connected at our border. And whatever happens to you happens to me. And it's going to be good if we got anything to say about it. You have some good ideas about how to handle this, Gary. Perhaps you can elaborate on some of them, whether it's social disobedience or some of the new angles you have on the plot against us.
Sure. I don't know about any new angles. I've been saying for a long time that there's only one solution to this. We're facing something that no one's ever seen before, and certainly at a scale that's never been seen before. But the only solution that exists in my mind is complete disobedience by numbers, dissent, non-compliance to any order whatsoever from government at any level. And obviously the politicians don't run things. There are controlling elements above that actually run the system. But the politicians are the link to the people, which is a shame in my mind. And so the political class is at this point is controlling the narrative, and they're also the enforcers of their own narrative. So it's basically us against them. And at this point, people across this country anyway, and most of the world, are sitting back and doing as they are told, even though there's been more pushback lately, especially with the concerning this this horrible synthetic injection that's coming out. But people are still complying with everything. They're still wearing masks. They're still staying away from family and friends. And they're many are still planning on getting this shot that is deadly poison. So in order for us to regain freedom, it's going to take an individual effort. Each individual has to stand up, and by doing that, you have individuals working together. And if you get enough, and it doesn't take that much, I would say 2 to 5% of the population, if they all sit up and said no tomorrow, I think this would be over. At this point, we're not even close to you know, any kind of a number that's worthwhile. So at any rate, I think civil disobedience at every level is necessary. That's what I believe. And I can't do it for somebody. They have to do it themselves.
Well, by and large, it is essential that we just start to form thoughts and reason and pray about these matters, too. But I read some quotes from the classic novel, 1984, last time I was up at bat. And one of the great quotes in there that George Orwell had was, if you can feel that staying human is worthwhile, even when it can't have any result whatever, you've beaten them. And that's part of it. We have to look at ourselves almost as in a prison control system as this is manifesting. And it is incumbent upon every prisoner not just to think about escaping the prison, but being a nonconformist to the jailers in any way you can, even small ways. So even if you're in a situation where they're forcing you to wear a mask, cut holes in it. And you're a nonconformist and you're achieving some small bit of victory, because everyone has different levels of resistance that they can do. We had an incident here at a Canadian Tire store in Burnaby, British Columbia, where a chap went into a store without a mask. And that's in all the health regulations. If you have a condition, you don't have to prove anything or show anything. You just have to say, I have a condition. And that's fine. You pass. It's in everyone I've ever seen in any jurisdiction here in Canada. And they just come at this guy, tackle him to the ground, beat him up, say he assaulted someone in the store, cuff him, drag him away. The police didn't charge him ultimately, so I don't think he really did anything wrong. He just offended the madness of the people in the store who believe this crap. If this was real, I only met one man who really knew what he was talking about, and he came from Eastern Europe, where you have compulsory military service. And he knew full well, if this was real, if there was anything real here, there's nothing that we are doing that could protect ourselves with. You'd need like a hazmat suit with a sealed face shield and breathing oxygen on a tank to protect you from a real bio experience. And I'm going like, I love you, buddy. You know what you're talking about. And that's the way it is. I use an example, like say you're a scuba diver, right? You got to have the breathing apparatus. You got your face mask. You're in 200 feet of water. And you feel itchy for a second. So you lift something off to scratch it or move it aside. You're going to be in a little bit of trouble, a lot of pressure down there. There are no exceptions. And even for some of the most stringent mask wearers, it's not a sealed system. You look at any video that shows you the air going in or out, it says right on the box, it doesn't protect you. It's an illusion. What it is a symbol of your servitude to the beast, to the monster. And this is the beast. This injection is a computer code. I look at it as the mark of the beast. Plug-and-play app to control. What if I want to turn you into a chimpanzee or make you howl at the moon? I can do that now because I am starting to get into your central nervous system to control you. What if I want to give you searing pain, cause you a disease, make one of your organs fail? I can do that now because you allowed me to put programming material in your body that you don't understand. And I always use the childhood analogies like your parents would tell you. Don't take candy from strangers. This isn't even candy. It's probably one of the most dangerous, diabolical things that have ever come from human hands. Beware.
Well, it, you know, yeah. Well, it, I mean, it is. But you know, the problem is on the people themselves. There's evil in the world, and the, you know, this system of control that's been set up over a long, long period of time. All of this has been plotted for decades and decades, and it's just coming to fruition. And right now we're sitting in front of the end game. So, you know, but it's still all on the people. If the people resist this and say no, then it's over. And so it's actually, you know, the people have to wake up, and I don't see it. I really don't see it. And I try to stay away from the arguments about using excuses not to take orders, or I don't argue with people. I've never put on a mask once. I never will for anybody, any place. I don't distance. I don't do any of those things. I go about and do everything I want to do within reason. I can't get on a plane because I'll end up in jail, so I'm not flying overseas. But I live my life as open as I can, and I talk to as many people as I can. But I don't make excuses, you know, for anything. So people have to stop taking orders. And I know some people are scared to do that, and they're afraid they're going to lose their job or what have you. At some point, they're going to have to be willing to take a lot more risk or face losing freedom forever, or even losing their lives. And there's plenty of information out there to help people understand that this is a fraud. But if people aren't accepting that information or looking for it, it's very difficult to find. I mean, everything is censored. I just had a two-hour interview taken down yesterday permanently. So anyone that's telling the truth, they're coming after. So if somebody wants to know what's going on in real terms, they have to go out and find it. If they're going to sit on their bums and wait for somebody else to take care of it, they're going to end up being a slave. And it's just that simple.
Indeed, indeed. You know, this is supposed to be the big day for the Q-tards to say that Donald Trump is riding into the Washington, D.C. area on his white horse to take over as president of the republic. And for people who have been seconded by propaganda like that, I don't even have to look to even begin to say, you know, that isn't going to happen. That's a psychological warfare operation being used on you by the people
who
should be loathing and despising. Wake up. Wake up. You know, it's we the people. Anybody ever heard those words before? We the people. You're the government. You're in charge. It's your world, your country. And I love an old woman from ages ago on Power Hour who always described the bureaucrats and the government as the maids and servants. Hopefully she's still alive and listening somewhere. And that was probably one of the best descriptions I've ever heard. It just made me be elated from top to bottom.
That's true, George, but it's not true in the minds of men. The politicians have never been servants. The people have been servants, and it's their own fault. Anyone that's in a position above another, you've automatically compromised freedom when you allow people to be masters if they have control over you in any way. And the people are their own bosses. They do own themselves, and they are individuals. But if they don't express that, and if they don't express it, and they don't express it outwardly and and positively and forcefully, then they will still remain a slave. Saying that you're the government is fine, but you have to actually do something to make that so. And I keep coming back to this, but it's, fancy slogans or some verbiage that came out of a constitution are worthless. What is important is that people take charge of their own lives and understand that they are in charge of themselves. Their lives are their lives only. And then when they stand up against anyone that threatens that, then that's when you'll end up having a system where freedom can actually exist.
Indeed, indeed. But part of the journey is the first step. And the first step is to recognize what you are, because they don't teach you that. And that's a terrible shame, really, that that's left out. But then
you
can't allow slaves to know that they have sovereignty over themselves. We are walking into a very dark age, and the media isn't our friend. I keep harping on Marshall McLuhan. I have a blog on him on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. In the masthead, so you can read it again and again and again, is the power of the media. He was probably one of the greatest minds to come out of Canada, the advisor to your TV networks, presidents of the United States, on how to run you. But he was a good man because he very clearly said the media is Satan. And you listen to Satan, you love Satan. Satan tells you what to do and you just obey. One thing they're not telling you is I found a website called LifeSite News, and they have the obituaries of a lot of people who have been taking this injection. And they found this information by looking on Facebook for people who proudly said they took the injection and within a short period of time passed away. So what they're telling us is not true. We're in trouble. But we have answers.
Well,
so you
can
power our nation. We'll be back on the other side of the break with our guest, Gary Barnett. Thanks for coming around.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us is Gary Barnett, an eloquent writer, thinker, and all-round good guy who is going to help us cope and understand some of the nuances that are being thrown at it. We're in a war. That's one thing McLuhan said. World War III will be a guerrilla information war with no distinction between civilian and military forces. I wrote a blog, Chinese Lebensraum, living space. The Germans like that. Good way to get territory. Well, you know, maybe our Red Dawn is a whole lot different than what the movies portrayed. And that instead of taking us on nose to nose, gun to gun, they're doing it needle to nothing. And stuff's being put in your body to disable you and incapacitate you and control you. So we can just take over your land when you fall down, and we just bulldoze you into a hole, and it's all over. We won. There are no Americans left. There is no history left. Nothing's left because you got cheated. Fauci is supposed to be a communist agent. It was a big story a couple of months ago. 1.9 million Chinese agents are infiltrated all through Western governments. And I'm sure you got your share, too. But he's outed as one. What do you think he would do for his comrades? Pave the way, as they've done through wars past. It's just the art of war. And we're at war. And I don't doubt that for a minute, because Gary had an interview. It was posted. And it's taken away. Like, what is it, the next day already?
Yeah, same day, actually, yeah.
Same day. Good service. Because they got these artificial intelligence things going through pages, looking for keywords, taking things away, so that you can't have your First Amendment rights. You know, it just boggles my mind that you can watch all this be taken away from you. And you just sit there in your mask and shiver. Well, a generation like that doesn't deserve the liberties they have. And when they give it up for their safety, well, they'll find out what they have inherited. A big boot kicking their butt down the street forever with no redemption. Until you learn. I was reading a book on the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising and the Germans invading Poland.
you know, they came in 39. It was a rough time. Being a Slavic race, they had no protection like some other countries that were invaded. They just rounded them up and shot them for fun. You go to the store, never mind the mask, up against the wall, you're gone. So you had to be hardened. You had to go without food. Most of the buildings were bombed out. Gary understands cold. He comes from a state where it snows. And imagine there's holes in your wall and there's no windows. And it's minus 20, minus 30. And you got to shiver all night long. And you get basically a quarter of the calories you need to eat. And you got to do hard manual labor for the invader. It toughens you up. After 3 or 4 years of that, that old saying, give me liberty or give me death, makes a lot of sense, because you prefer to die, to end it. Liberty's the fallback position. So you do what has to be done. You take on the enemy and do your best. But that might be what it takes to get rid of the softies. There's no remote control to change. There's no cue to listen to. There's no propaganda, there's no bull, it's just your body's getting hardened and tougher every day through hard manual labor and privation. And your immune system gets stronger from lack of vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And your psychology is getting toughened from watching everybody around you die. And the screams don't mean anything anymore because you're immune. And then you become Rambo. And you just don't care. Why go down the road? Why go down? Turn off the TV. I've said that since it came back to Power Hour. The greatest movie you could ever cheat from is the movie Network, where they show all the lies and how the media lies to you. And it's a great, soft, easy way to bring up the topic. Just right in the middle of the sentence they're speaking to you, he said, Howard Beale, turn it off. And they lose the power they have over you. And then you have to actually do something unique. Think for yourself. And at first you may be confused, but after a while it'll become easy. And then you'll be able to see the lies and the falsehoods very, very quickly and pick them up and be able to defend yourself and your republic a whole lot better. It's going to be a hard lesson, what's coming. This is just the beginning. If any of the doctors that I've heard on Power Hour and other places, the same people, are correct, this could be like the worst case scenario that's coming down the tracks, where we can't protect ourselves from diseases anymore because somebody mucked up our immune systems, or a vast majority of people's immune systems. And they'll drop like flies. And that's why Dr. Igor Shepard said this was a bioweapon. You know, hello? Ring the bell. A bioweapon. And it was designed to take out your first responders who are getting this stuff. So I'm hearing American forces are a little on the smart side. 30-40% of them aren't going to take the jab. God bless them, because that might be all we got left. So you say you're going to travel a little bit and tempt fate, Gary?
Yes, you know, it's we do a lot of traveling, and we had trips scheduled around the world last year, and we had to cancel them all, of course. But we like to go places and get away and enjoy things, and we haven't, so we're going to take a couple of days and go do that, and it will be interesting, but we'll have fun. We'll see.
Well, by and large, that's what you have to have, is a good attitude, and the sad part is it's almost like you're going behind the Iron Curtain nowadays, where you're going to have to deal with, you know, the police state apparatus in uniform and without, you know. So when there was the Cold War, and you went to behind the Iron Curtain, as they said, you know, being someone from a free country, you'd be under surveillance from the police state, and in many countries that's still the same. And, you know, there's always some guy, cheesy guy, smoking a cigar like in a B-movie outside your window looking at you. But, you know, China for sure, this is what you're going to have to face never mind traveling, but even at home. What other advice do you have for our listeners today, Gary?
Advice as to what, George, as far as just, I would tell people, to try to go about their lives normally, and you know, if they have problems, they need to address them instead of hiding. So long as the people in general, the general population, the masses, is so long as they continue to do as they're told, you know, we're all in big trouble. And I think one of the major problems, that always seems to always occur, is people just keep, especially in this country, in the U.S., people tend to think, well, everything has always been okay and it'll be okay, and that's just not the case. First off, it's never been okay, certainly not since I've been born, and it gets worse, but now we're facing, basically the end. But what happens with people is they hide and wait and wait and wait, and they don't change their attitude until it's too late, because once you have all people injected with this poison, this synthetic operating system, and you have the multitude of society that's that injected, those people, excuse me, are basically lost to the cause. So, and you're talking about, they're 30 or 40% to say they're not going to get vaccinated, and that's what people are saying. But when they're told they can't go to their work, or they can't go in the grocery store, or they can't attach their bank accounts, how many of those 30, 40, or 40% that are now saying they won't take it are going to change their tune and go take it so that they can function? And people don't think in these terms. They're not thinking ahead. Things aren't going to get better on their own. Not this time. It's going to take a great effort by, a large number of people, to totally dissent if they're ever going to see any freedom again. So they're going to, if they wait, and say 50, 60, 80% of the population, gets injected and continues to get injected, continues to follow mandates, those people that are willing to risk everything to be free are going to be few and far between, and they're going to be easy to recognize and to come after. So it does take numbers. We can't do this, as an individual. We have to be individuals, but we have to be individuals in mass, as I say, where people start thinking about doing the right things by not allowing, themselves and their families to be tortured and brutalized by the state. And that's exactly what's happening. This is a war, but it's a war of the controlling class and the governing class and the enforcement class against the actual people. This is a war against the people themselves within the country. It's not from outside. This is from within. This is going to be democide, is what it's going to be. So, that's where we are. So I just want people to at least try to find the truth and look for it and decide, how they're going to fight it themselves and do everything they possibly can within their power to stop, what's going on.
Well, one of the biggest things you have to do is start making contingency plans. So they always had a good word in the prepper community called bugging out. And this may be more in line with a long-term or permanent bug out, where you have to separate yourself from the system for an extended period of time so that you do not have to be dependent on society for money, banking, to be an independent farmer somewhere in the middle of nowhere is probably a good solution, or you live on an island territory, and America has a few, where everything just grows naturally under the sun and the water's plentiful. But your whole concept of life and living, if you hold out to the end, is very, very, very pertinent and important to start putting together contingency plans for yourself or in groups of like-minded people, not that they may be big groups. I see this as about a four-year plan because the funding runs out for COVID in 2025, so they want to have it done by that. So the first year, this year, is giving you the injection, and they're using propaganda advertising to cajole you into it. I would see next year as being more that they're going to coerce you into doing it, to make having it contingent with, like you say, to have access to funds, employment, education, medical care, or anything like that. And then the next year after that would be more forceful. I think they called it terrorization, where the state actually, you know, holds you down and sticks you with it if they can find you. And the year after that would be whatever's left would be hunted down and exterminated by fear of the majority, who may not even have control of their mental faculties at that time. The CDC put out something some time ago now, because I remember when I found it, Colin Joyce at home, our founding matriarch of Power Hour, and just, you know, I was just flabbergasted that it was on the CDC website. It's called The Zombie Apocalypse. It's still there.
Yes, it is still there.
What's this? You know, that zombies are going to be going around, and, it's one thing, okay, it's a video game or a sci-fi forum or something like that, but this is on the CDC website. Well, if I take control of your central nervous system and turn you into some type of robotoid, well, you may very well be the zombie. And in the CDC's version, you may be the good guys. And whatever patriots are left over are the evil that have to be taken out. And this is an old, old way that they do it. I also wrote a blog about the future Google cities because I came across something in my reading about Poland and World War II, where the Nazis wanted to build Warsaw into something they called Wartopia. So it would almost look like the Google city. And maybe they even had secret technology where it would be a mass surveillance society up to their abilities back in those days. But they would completely flatten Warsaw. It would be about 10% of its original size and housed by the good people that they like. And they get rid of the ones they don't like. So that blog's on my website, too, Wartopia Nazi Smart City of the Future. And the parallels to the Google city, where you're tracked digitally in a super prison, are very pertinent. Fan of the show, who's 80 here in Canada, monitors a lot of what she would call patriot media, and tells me stuff from good shows came up. But one, she said there was a 103-year-old woman called in, lived through that era. And she said the reason that the Germans went after the Jewish people back then was very, very easy. It was just like today. They said they had a disease. So when you get the keyword typhus, you look up typhus and all the rules and regulations regarding it, that's how they were all subjugated away. You had to be under quarantine. You couldn't work. You couldn't have a license. And everything's pulled away from you. You can't do banking. Your shops are boarded up because nobody can shop there. And I went like, that's pretty cool. That's exactly the same thing that they're doing to us now. So I found a lot of old pictures that just apply to like today. And one of them is, of course, to get the vaccination. And then we have somehow control over the remnants' bodies. And then some of the orders that are posted, everybody was a hair doctor in Nazi Germany, but there's one in Polish and German by a Dr. Fischer telling you about the quarantines and where you go, where you can't go, and all that. It's the same stuff. We're being suckered with always, the same stuff.
It's always been. And, you know, this the difference is not that it hasn't happened before. I mean, one of the things I think everyone should read is a very short book or a very long essay by Etienne de la Boite, who wrote 500 years ago about disobedience and that people obeyed and they always became slaves. And there's nothing new about this. What's changed is the technological advancement allows for so much to happen so quickly. You know, it's not the dark ages where you're riding a horse somewhere and trying to capture or take over a place. You know, we're in a situation now where everything is tracked, logged, surveilled, censored. Everything is known. It's almost impossible even to get off the grid. I mean, you can to some extent. You know, there are people I know that are completely off, but it doesn't mean you can't be found, because I guarantee you everywhere they are, it's known. With satellite technology and now with the tracking technology, you know, it really is difficult for people to conceptualize. I mean, this is the most controlled situation I have ever seen, and the only reason it's controlled is because it's being allowed to be controlled.
Indeed, indeed. A great lecture that gets it to the point is available. And, you know, I have it and a blog on my website called They're Here, because I still look at the technology that's coming as so advanced that I don't doubt for a minute that it comes from whatever monsters creep in the night that Lyndon Johnson was talking about in 1958 when he was speaking to the Democratic Congress or caucus, saying that they're run by the masters of infinity. Many world leaders have talked about that, you know, going back to, as far as I was looking, Benjamin Disraeli, a British prime minister in the 1870s, that you dare not speak of them and that they run the forum. But he gets into the technical aspects of how they'll be able to control your body completely and totally. His name is Professor Charles Morgan, and this is an unclassified lecture at West Point in 2018, and that basically you can be operated. I can make your hand go up. You know, they were doing tests on monkeys to feed themselves. They can do this all over the world.
This is old technology, George. I mean, that's been around a while.
Yes, but now it's going to be...
Yes.
So everyone, not just not the chosen few.
And they're going to have to kill me first. But
oh, I agree.
But yes.
I agree. Not that I'm going to kill you, but, you know, we'll be on the same side of the line, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm a believer, and the natural circle of life is fine with me. And, you know, I look at it that when this... a monster unfolds, I'm crossing the line and going to the other side, but it's a different other side than what these turkeys profess. I'm not going to go into the Borg concept or the giant computer prison. You know, that's, I look at the cloud that the Bible talked about now as the Microsoft cloud. That's where Jesus frees those that are dead within. And, you know, maybe I'll be on this side going with them, or maybe I won't. But this is a massive battle for people, and I want people to remember, too, the Bible spoke about things like this, about, you know, families being divided. That's in Luke 12, Matthew 10, and that the house is divided, 3 against 2, 2 against 3, the father divided against the son against the father, the mother against daughter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is something you have to expect, that there's great derision among families and friends based on whether they accept this paradigm, this narrative, as it's being extolled or not. So have no fear that you're in something like that. It is prophesized and talked about. You have to choose. Everyone has to choose. There's people in my family that are going to choose wrong, and I feel sorry for them. Some are going to choose right, and then there'll be new family coming along that I may not even have met yet, who will choose adequately and will have to become family to survive these circumstances. And I just have to accept that. I also have to accept that a lot of people I know may die or get sick from this inoculation. And I have to accept that, too. And maybe there'll always be employment burying the dead for their foolishness. And the media won't put that on the front page, of course, because it doesn't support their narrative. But even a Chicago broadcaster was one of the ones who was dead. Karen Hudson Samuel, Detroit media celebrity for decades, found dead after taking the injection. And, you know, well, what can we say? You know, it was a Forrest Gump movie said it, the best stupid is as stupid does. Don't be stupid.
Well, that, there's a lot of that going around right now, so and I hope that changes. I'm not as optimistic as I could have been, but the worse it gets, maybe there'll be a turnaround, and people will actually stand up for themselves and their families. But it's not happening yet, George.
No, they just started with this inoculation, protocols. And one of our doctors, I think it was Dr. Tenpenny, said we could be looking at 4 months to 14 months before we start seeing the full effects of the damage that's being done. Of course, it would be far too late.
Well, I think that's correct, Jim.
And,
I think that's exactly
when you start
correct,
seeing that,
yeah.
You know, because I've said from the beginning, this isn't a pandemic. I don't pass any bodies in the street going to work. You know, and so that, I don't believe that for a second. And but we may see that for the cure, as they call it, that we'll see the bodies in the street. And hopefully there's enough people left fit and able to bury them, because they will smell in the summer. Well, we're hearing the music, and that means we're at the end of the hour already. Sometimes it was a three-hour show like before. But thanks for coming out, Gary. God bless you. Have a good trip. And, you know, may the Lord go with you and your constitutional rights.
Well, thank you so much, George. It's nice talking with you today.
Oh, indeed. Bless you. And bless you too, audience.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.